Original Articles. The Municipal Legislative Branch Performance in the Process of Face-to-Face Resumption, a Case Study. Author, Thiago Aparicio Citroni. Email, profitdiogocitroni@hotmail.com. Author, Ricardo Rigaro. Email, ricardo.rigaro@unsp.br. Abstract. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the world has experienced a global interruption of educational activities unexperienced until then, and its effects on learning have been severely impacted. The sanitary crisis has taken the schools worldwide shut down, affecting more than 1.6 billion students. While almost every country in the world offered remote classes opportunities for students, the quality and scope of these initiatives varied a lot, and in the best case, it was partial substitutes for learning. This article's primary object is to present a practical performance compendium of a municipal parliament in following up the resumption process face-to-face classes in a countryside city of São Paulo State, in addition bringing reflection on the confinement to which children were subjected and the suspension of face-to-face classes, which led being in the background on national discussions, using concepts from Piaget, Kramer, Tedesco and Toons, as well as international research in the effects of the pandemic on children's development and their social relationships. In this article presents an overview of what had been developed by one of the parliaments of a city in the countryside of São Paulo State, which performed these prerogatives along with the process of resumption for face-to-face classes. In fact, no one was prepared for this situation, and the evaluation today showed negative aspects in the directions that public education has taken, causing the expansion of social inequality and poor pedagogy. Education is much more than provision of a service. Education is a right, and therefore its subjects are the most important, and it is the state's duty to guarantee it, and it's very important the leading role of legislative branch, which has the task of making society's demands into laws, meeting the constitutional indicators and providing its typical functions of legislating and inspecting, as well as a typical situation of controlling and judging. Keywords: education, legislative branch, COVID-19,